All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Joining us right now, really pleased to have former Bellwood Annis basketball great Allie Campbell joining us. She is now a member of the Penn State women's basketball program, so that is fantastic for Penn State. Allie, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. I would assume you're probably still in school at Notre Dame. Would that be right?
Yes, I'm still taking classes. I'm able to do some online, though. But yeah, I'm still taking classes at Notre Dame, finishing out the semester.
And that's part of what everybody, we think about sports. Well, basketball season's over, and you're going to transfer, but you still got to go to school. I mean, there's still real life stuff going on here.
Right. Not only am I still in school, I'm applying to Penn State, so I'm kind of dealing with both schools right now. So it's a lot, but I'm so looking forward to what's to come.
What have the last few weeks been like for you? With I'm sure your phone blowing up and your parents getting what's it been like since you entered the portal and then you end up announcing you're coming to Penn State?
Right. Well, it's kind of slowed down now, thankfully. But yeah, the first couple of days after I announced my commitment, it was crazy. My phone was blowing up, Twitter, Instagram, phone, text, everything. But it was great. Just that support, I really appreciate it so much. So many people reached out, and a lot of people, helped me get to this point. So I appreciate everything that they've done. And but yeah, I can tell you, it was crazy. Not only balancing that, but school at the same time, and then meeting the new girls on the team and everything. But it's much better now.
Was it a surprise? I mean, look, you've had a tremendous basketball career. You're very well known here, and the fact that you're coming to Penn State, a huge school. What was it a surprise? How much attention that you got, or did you maybe kind of expect it when you were thinking about the portal?
So I actually, in the portal I entered, I didn't want to be contacted by other schools because I kind of knew that I wanted to come back closer to home. I wanted to talk to Penn State first and see where they were at. But yeah, some schools still actually reached out. So that was overwhelming. I always hate telling people no. So that was tough for me because I just wanted to focus on Penn State, but I had to tell other coaches no again. But yeah, so I checked no in the portal, thinking that I knew that I wanted to come back closer to home.
So why did you want to come back? Was it, look, Carolyn Keegar is doing a nice job at Penn State. They just got another transfer from GW, a post player. What led you and your decision to want to come to Penn State? Was it Penn State and what is being built here? Was it just coming back closer to home? Was it a combination of the two or what?
Oh, for sure, a combination of all of that. What Coach Keeker is doing is amazing. She's already turning this program around, and I knew she was going to just due to what she's done at her previous schools, especially Marquette. But no, she has been amazing. The first time I got on the phone with them, they really blew me away with their vision for the program, where it was headed. Their vision for me. So definitely, Coach Keeker and the staff. I love them right away. There was always a piece of me that loved Penn State, and I was always like, it would be really cool to play there, my home school, play in front of my family and friends. So definitely that part of it as well. And, just being closer to family, being away for 8 months, I really didn't get to see any friends or my family much. I wasn't able to come home but 5 days over Christmas break, and I really miss that aspect of it. So just being around my, my younger sisters, she's picking up her basketball career, so I'm going to be able to watch her play, and just a combination of everything. It's really the perfect fit, and I've always loved Penn State.
We are talking with Allie Campbell, and, when we think about colleges, we think, okay, this player, top recruit, they want to go here. Mm-hmm. But when you move away from home, I mean, again, these are real-life things that a lot of sports fans, especially people who follow recruiting, they just think, oh, they can get this kid from Florida or from Texas. Well, that means that you're hundreds or thousands of miles away from your family. How tough is that?
Yeah, it was tough, and especially during this year with COVID and the new protocols, and they couldn't come out and see me as much. Fans couldn't be at the games. I couldn't come home for the fall break that we usually would have. So it's hard. And yeah, this year took a toll on a lot of athletes, physically and mentally. And COVID didn't help that much, for sure.
You get to Notre Dame, and you play 28 minutes in your first game, and you play 28 minutes in your second game, and I'm sure you're mm-hmm. thrilled, and everybody's thrilled, and everybody knows anything about you, and mm-hmm. you score 3,000 points, and you're thinking, okay, wow, this is pretty darn amazing. Mm-hmm. What happened after that? Can you fill us in on just, you played like 17 minutes the entire rest of the season after those two games. So what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I can definitely tell you I was feeling great after those first two games. And honestly, I couldn't tell you exactly what happened. You know, nothing changed on my end. There was very little communication about that whole situation, actually. So I don't know. You know, I continued to work hard. Even after Christmas break, I came back out and I was playing even better. Honestly, I was competing better than I was before. And I don't know what happened. I felt like I earned the opportunity in practice, but I wasn't given that opportunity as the season went on. You know, some more kids came back from being injured after the first two games. But again, it was Coach Ivy's program. I couldn't question her decision. I wasn't okay with my role, but I had to accept it. And that didn't change my work ethic, my mentality at all. I actually got stronger because of this past year. But again, I couldn't tell you. I really didn't understand the whole thing, the whole situation. So
no injury at all?
No injury. Nope.
Any kind of, did something happen? I won't probe too much on this, but in practice, was there, I mean, did was there any sign that you would have thought would have happened that thought, okay, well, this is going to be trouble?
No, I honestly can tell you there was nothing that happened in practice or with the team, with the coaches. No, nothing like that. I continued to work hard. I was just trying to, you know, get better to get another opportunity, and it just didn't come. Like I thought it would.
Can you explain to those of us that never played college athletics? Because this is interesting. We hear coaches like here, James Franklin, Penn State football coach, he'll talk about how he'll have communication with athletes and their parents. Not all coaches have open door policies where they want to hear from parents. Some coaches don't want to hear from parents at all because it can just be a big nightmare. So did you have an opportunity to speak with Coach Ivy? Did your parents have an opportunity to speak with Coach Ivy? Or was it really more of just a business type of job day to day and you didn't have that opportunity to talk?
Yeah, my parents actually didn't talk to her about anything at all. I had very few, you know, conversations about like anything specifically. It was pretty businesslike with Coach Ivy, but I know that's not the case with all the coaches across the country. You know, I already know that Coach Keeger's philosophy. She's open door philosophy. Like, come talk to her anytime. You know, so I know that I'm gonna be able to build that great relationship with Coach Keeter. But yeah, like you said, it was pretty businesslike. Not too much communication. I feel like there should have been a lot more, probably on both ends. But yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Do you feel like there's anything you could have done differently? Could you have? If you would have gone out and said something or made a bigger deal of, I mean, is that part of the dynamic or not?
I feel like I could have, you know, maybe ignited a few more conversations. Again, I don't know if that would have changed anything, but yeah, I probably could have, you know, said some things, asked some more questions than I did. But again, I reached a point where I felt like, you know, no matter what I did in practice, out of practice, I feel like it wasn't going to change for some reason. So I reached a point where I was just mentally trying to get better, you know, work on my game, get mentally stronger, and just, you know, figure out how to move on and move forward. I just didn't feel like it was worth it at a certain point.
This is the last thing I'll ask you, and I know this is tough. Allie Campbell is joining us. I love men's college basketball. Allie, I've followed it forever. I've never in my life seen a top 25 recruit just get benched and never play. It's never happened. I've never seen it anywhere that any coach would take a top 25 recruit. If that were to happen, and again, I'm making a comparison with men's basketball. If that were to happen, that coach would just be destroyed. I mean, you're talking about that just never, ever happens. So when you think about it, and I'll be careful with the way I phrase it, because I don't want you to get in trouble with people that, you know, you're talking. But how weird is it? How just bizarre is it in your mind what happened?
Yeah, it was super bizarre, especially after getting how many minutes I did the first two games. I thought, yeah, this is going to be great. You know, I'm playing great minutes. Even if I get a little bit less than what I did, I'm going to be perfectly fine with that. I'll work my way and, you know, earn more. But I was shocked. And I tried to stay as mentally strong and positive as I could throughout the year, but it just didn't get any better. And believe me, it is super bizarre. And I wasn't expecting that to happen at all. And again, like, there wasn't any type of communication, so I didn't know, like, what was going on. But yeah, like you said, it's super weird. But again, I'm just looking forward to having that opportunity to prove myself again, because I know I can compete at the highest level, and I confidently know that I can. So I'm looking forward to what's to come and being able to prove myself again.
Coming to Penn State, what do you think the role will be? What has Coach Kieger and her staff told you about the expectation for you, and what is your expectation?
Well, yeah, I have high expectations for myself, and so does Coach Kieger. You know, she wants me to come in right away and compete for a spot, and you know, earn my time and really, you know, make some things happen. She's confident in me, and I'm confident in myself. So it's just about getting there. Well, actually, starting now, I'm already getting to work, getting prepared, but then getting there and hitting the ground running, and just getting to work with this team, and you know, seeing what I can do, just competing every day.
For everybody that watched you in high school, and again, you scored 3,000 points in high school, which is a mind-boggling number. How different is college basketball? What did you learn about yourself over the past handful of months about what it takes to compete at that level?
I mean, I've said this before, but college basketball is just a whole nother level, especially at you know, the high D1 level. It's, you know, you play in high school and you think you're really good, but then you go out there and you're like, everyone is just as good as me, you know, if not better, quicker, faster, stronger. So I learned that I'm working on myself right now, you know, getting a higher vertical, getting quicker, stronger, you know, I can always improve on that, but the game is just, it's a lot faster. But it's so much fun. Like it's just, the speed is so different, and you can't take a possession off at all, or you're going to be left behind, and you got to put work in every single day if you even want to compete out there. It's another level. It's intense and tough, but it's all worth it.
How confident are you after what you did in the first two games? Again, 28 minutes, those two games, scored 12 points. How confident are you with what you showed against, what was it, I think Ohio and maybe Miami of Ohio? Is that how you played?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
And then the work that you did in practice for the next handful, how confident are you that you made as much of the opportunity that you could, given all this, everything within the situation?
Yeah, again, right now I'm extremely confident, and especially after the first two games. I feel like I played pretty well for, you know, my first time being out on the college court. And then especially as I continued to work throughout the season, especially after Christmas break, I gained even more confidence. So I'm really confident in my game, and I'm just looking forward to continuing to work and get even better than I was before. It was a lot to work on, a lot to improve on.
Coach Kieger did a terrific job this year at Penn State in her second year. They went from one win to seven wins from year one to year two. What do you think the future is when you get there? Allie Brigham, the other transfer from GW, another player announced she's coming back today. What do you think the immediate future and the long-term future holds for Penn State?
Well, the immediate future, the goal is to get, you know, advance from seven wins to more than seven wins. Hopefully, you know, double figures. Well, we got Allie coming in, and we got a nice 2022 commit also. She's a really good player. So the immediate future is bright, but the long-term future is even brighter. And I know we're just going to keep building, putting the pieces together. And, you know, with Kelly Jaycott coming back, you know, this year is going to be special, but I know – within the next couple of years, it's going to keep growing and we'll keep building.
We're talking with Allie Campbell. What aspects of your game do you think will fit in and mesh the best with Penn State's style of play?
Well, I mean, I've always been a great shooter. I know Maddie Burke went off this year. You know, they got her a lot of shots, and she did great. I haven't got to watch them as much as I liked, but I just know that they're like an up-tempo team. I love offense, but obviously I need to work on my defense as well. But no, I feel like I've already played AAU with Anna and Maddie. I know them pretty well. I know how they play, and I feel like my game fits in there perfectly, and I'm just ready to, again, get to work and, you know, learn their system even better. You know, it's going to be tough going from Notre Dame system to Penn State, but I feel like I'll adapt just fine and, you know, get to know everyone and, you know, get to work.
How vital has all the support that you've gotten from people back here and your family and friends? How much, because again, when we look at sports, we don't know a lot of college athletes. We watch them on TV. but you were a star here. A lot of people can maybe relate to you much more than they could any other college athlete. So how much is the support meant to you of everybody that you've been in contact with here, not only just in the last few weeks, but in the last half a year when everything was happening?
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely vital. You know, my family was with me every single step of the way. You know, I was calling them almost every day and just talking to them, and they were really putting things into perspective for me, helping me out, you know, calming me down when I needed to calm down, and just giving me all the advice that I needed. And they've really helped me through this situation. I don't think I would have gotten through it as well as I did without them, especially. But I mean, everyone was reaching out from back here. You know, my old teammates and coaches and just people in the community have been great. You know, the support that they gave me throughout my high school career, I know that that's going to carry over into my career at Penn State. I know already that season tickets are kind of going up over there. People were telling me they've already called and ordered theirs. So I've received so much support, and I'm so thankful for that, because I wouldn't be half the player or person I am today without these people that have, you know, grown up with me and just, you know, been fans of ours the past couple of years.
And one last thing, you were a major recruit. I'm sure you got interest from lots and lots and lots of people. Was Penn State close in your mind coming out of high school? Was it on your list? Did you give them a lot of consideration?
Yeah, actually, I would say that was probably my next top school. I loved Penn State. I've grown up a Penn State fan. And again, like I said, there's always a small part of me that loved Penn State and was a little sad that I was going farther away instead of playing there. But yeah, Penn State was definitely at the top of my list as well before getting recruited, and then now in this process as well.
Fantastic. Allie, I can't thank you enough for your candor. That's, you know, these are kind of tough questions. I'm sure a lot of people were wondering. So I really do appreciate you being forthcoming and talking about all this stuff. But hey, look, it sounds like you're in a great situation now. Good luck with the rest of your semester, and I'm sure you can't wait to get back here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on here. I appreciate it, and I was looking forward to this.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Allie. All right, enjoy your day.